morning, brothers and sisters in Christ.
在主里的弟兄姊妹们好。
As we come again to look in the Word of the Lord, I remind you of a very important principle.
当我们再来看主的话的时候，我愿意提醒大家一个非常重要的原则。
Only God can reveal God.
只神自己才能够把他启示出来。
He delights to reveal himself.
他实在喜悦把他自己启示给我们。
And he has promised, if we would come as little children, he'd reveal himself.
他应许我们，我们像小孩子那样来到他跟前，他就把他自己启示给我们。
I want to share one Bible verse before we pray together.
啊，我愿意跟大家讲分享一节圣经啊，特别是在我们祷告之前。
It's Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 23, just the last part.
以赛亚49章第23节的后面49章23节的后面一。
The verse, the words, those who hopefully wait for me will not be put to shame.
那位说，你便知道我是耶和华，等候我的必不至羞愧。
The word that touched my heart is hopefully, hopefully wait for me.
这位说，等候我的。
We need to wait on the Lord with expectation.
我们需要等候在他的跟前，带着期待的心。
We don't dictate how he will come or when he will come.
我们不是说定义他什么时候来，他怎么样来。
But we have the hope that he will come.
我们有一个这样的盼望，他必定要来。
So let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for the indwelling Holy Spirit.
父啊，我们谢谢你给我们内住的圣灵。
We thank you that he will turn the eyes of our heart to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们谢谢父，你这样叫我们的眼睛转向我们的主耶稣基督。
We thank you for every part of the Bible, but in a special way this morning for the study of Samson.
我们谢谢你，特别是今天早上，当我们要读圣经里面记载到参孙的事情。
Lord, as we've just sung, we are so amazed at your love.
我们好像刚唱过的，我们对你自己的大爱，我们觉得惊讶。
And we pray this morning that you would amaze us even more.
早上我们求你叫我们更加的在你面前我们惊讶。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。Amen.
Well, welcome again to our little meditation on the Lord in terms of Samson.
欢迎我们大家在主面前一起的默想参孙。
I'd like to review just a little bit what we've looked at so far.
我们愿意来温习一下我们已经讲过的。
Judges chapter 13 and verse 5.
士师记第十三章第五节。
For behold, you shall conceive and give birth to a son. No razor shall come upon his head.For the boy shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel from the hands of the Philistines.
你必怀孕生一个儿子，不可用剃头刀剃他的头，因为这孩子一出胎就归神做拿细耳人，他必起手拯救以色列人脱离非利士人的手。
God set aside Samson to be a lifelong heart Nazarite.
神分别参孙出来，叫他成为终身做拿细耳的人。
separated unto the Lord.
完全分别出来归给神。
But we see his life, and it seems like he was anything but a heart Nazarite.
但是当我们看到他的生活的时候，他一生实在不是一个真心做拿细耳的人，拿细耳人的。
I want to remind you of the three qualifications of a Nazarite, and then we'll look at our new material.
我愿意大家提醒一下，做拿细耳人三个的要求。
Numbers chapter 6, verse 3 and 4.
民数记第六章第三、第四节。
He shall abstain from wine and strong drink. He shall drink no vinegar, whether made from wine or strong drink, nor shall he drink any grape juice or eat fresh or dried grapes. All the days of his separation, he shall not eat anything that's produced by the grapevine from the seeds even to the skin.
民数经六章三四节。他就要远离清酒浓酒，也不可喝什么清酒浓酒做的醋，不可喝什么葡萄汁，也不可吃葡萄和干葡萄。在一切离俗的日子，凡葡萄树上结的自壳自皮所做的物都不可以吃。
Separation from the fruit of the natural vine.
从天然葡萄里面出的一切东西都不可用。
In the words of the New Testament, no confidence in the flesh.
在新约里面的话，就是与属肉体的不可以有任何的冲突。
The second requirement, Numbers chapter 6, verse 6.All the days of his separation to the Lord, he shall not go near a dead person.
第六节第二个要求，在他离俗归耶和华的一切日子，不可挨近死尸。
And finally, Numbers chapter 6, verse 5. All the days of the vow of his separation, no razor shall pass over his head.He shall be holy unto the Lord until the days are fulfilled which he separated himself to the Lord. He shall let the locks of the hair on his head grow long.
最后一个要求第五节，在他一切许愿离俗的日子，不可用剃头刀剃头，要有发就长长了，他要圣洁，直到离俗归耶和华的日子满了。
The symbolism of these requirements is wonderful.
这一切的要求带出来的意义非常的奇妙。
The wine from the natural vine represents joy.
酒代表喜乐。
But Christ is the true vine, and from him comes true joy.
基督是真葡萄树，在他那里才有真正的喜乐。
There are many expressions of joy.
有许多喜乐的表现。
But there's only one source of joy.
但只有一个源头。
Family gatherings, that's an expression of joy.
家人聚在一起，这是一个喜乐的表现。
Good health, that's an expression of joy.
健康的身体也是一个喜悦的表现。
Christian fellowship, great expression of joy.
弟兄姊妹，基督徒的交通实在那里带出喜乐。
But only Christ is the source of joy.
但只有基督是喜乐的源头。
Psalm 87 and verse 7.
诗篇八十七篇第七节那里告诉我们。
All my springs of joy are in you.
诗篇八十七篇第七节那里告诉我们，我的泉源都是在你里面。
A heart Nazarite is one who abides in the true vine.
一个心里做拿西尔的人, 他是真正住在真葡萄树里面。
A heart Nazarite is free from death and corruption.
心里做拿西尔的人, 他是远离了死亡与败坏。
Romans chapter 8 verse 5 says, the mind set on the flesh is death.
罗马书第八章说,体贴肉体的就是死。
And finally, the hair, the separation, the living separation with the living head.
也就是说,在头发长在你头上的,我们要在这些事上分别出来。
Samson was called to abide in the vine.
参孙被呼召要住在真葡萄树上。
All his fruit was to be from Christ as the source.
他一切享受的果子一定要从基督那里来。
He was to live by the life of the vine separated from death and corruption.
他是要活出完全与真葡萄树连结的生活，完全离开死亡。
He was to abide in the vine and not be cut off as a branch.
他是真是要住在真葡萄树上，不能够有折断的枝子。
Now we know from the record that Samson started off right.
我们知道参孙一开始是活在一个对的光景里面。
In Judges chapter 14, the end of verse 3.
在士师记14章第3节的末了那里说,
Samson looked at a woman and said, get her for me, she looks good to me.
参孙看到这个女子说, 愿你给我娶那女子, 因我喜悦她。
That act of looking away from the Lord as the source and trying to please himself was the beginning of his fall.
这样离开主,而他要讨自己的喜悦,就是他堕落的开始。
He started off well, but then he took his eyes off the Lord.
他开始是对的,但是他的眼睛离开了主。
I'll leave the review there for now, and I'd like to share some new light.
我们的温习就在这里,我们愿意进入一些新的光。
As you study the book of Judges, you will notice a great emphasis of the Spirit of the Lord in the history of Samson.
我们继续来读士师记的时候,我们就看到 神的灵在参孙的里面。
I would like to try to answer this question. Why would the Spirit of the Lord keep working with someone like Samson?
我愿意来大家注重看到为什么神的灵那么注重在参孙这样的人里面工作。
The first record we have of the Spirit of the Lord in Samson's life was right at the beginning.
一开始讲到神的灵在参孙里面, 工作是从最起初。
In Judges chapter 13 verse 25, it said the Spirit of the Lord began to stir him up.
这里在13章25节说, 耶和华的灵才感动他。
The scholars tell us that word means to thrust him forth.
这个圣经的学者告诉我们,耶和华的灵在那里把他眺望起来。
It was sort of unexpected. Now and then, the Spirit of the Lord would move upon him.
他没有预想到,但神的灵在他里面来动工。
We don't know how long that season lasted, but that was the beginning of his Nazarite life.
我们不知道这段日子有多久,但是我们知道这是他开始过拿西尔生活的起头。
I imagine in his early life, that was exciting to see the Spirit come upon him.
我们看到神的灵在他身上，这是一个多么令人兴奋的事情。
He'd be in a tough jam, and the Lord would come upon him, and he'd be delivered.
哦，他在那里啊，能够拯救这些人。
How a man could in one moment of time move from that to taking credit for what the Spirit of God was doing.
Oh, 他怎么可以一下子就变成这个光景，圣灵在那里这样的在他身上来做。
There are many who study the life of Samson and they don't give the Spirit of God the credit.
很多人在读三孙的故事的时候，他们没有看到圣灵这样的工作。
I was amazed as I read my commentaries how many thought Samson was a big muscle man.
哦，我在读一些解经书的时候，有很多人觉得参孙是一个非常壮的人。
When I read a verse like chapter 14, And verse 6.
当我读到十四章第六节的时候
The Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily, so he tore him as one tears a young goat, that's a lion. Though he had nothing in his hand, he did not tell his father or mother what he had done.
耶和华的灵大大感动参孙，他虽然手无器械，却将狮子撕裂如同撕裂山羊羔一样。他行这事并没有告诉他父母。
A young lion jumped out of the bushes and attacked him.
一个小狮子跳出来要来攻击他。
And he takes the credit for that.
他在那里就是这样来好像是他有力量来把他撕裂。
We know how he overcame the lion.The Spirit of the Lord came upon him.
我们知道他真正的怎么能够胜过这个狮子呢？是神的灵在你战胜了狮子。
And then later on, we read in chapter 14 and verse 19, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily. He went down to Ascalon and killed 30 men.And took their spoil.
我们再看到下面14章19节那里说耶和华的灵大大的感动参孙他就下到亚什其伦击杀了30个人。
Samson killed 30 Philistines. How did he do it?
参孙杀了30个非利士人他怎么杀的呢
?The Spirit of the Lord came upon him.
神的灵临到他。
He fled one time to the tribe of Judah, the Messianic tribe.
他逃到犹大支派，弥赛亚的支派。
He thought that he could muster an army to go against the Philistines.
他觉得他可以带领一群的军队去对抗非利士人。
After all, the Philistines had been oppressing them for 40 years.
因为非利士人逼害了他们40年之久。
Once again, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he broke the ropes.
再一次，神的灵临到他，他又在那里行了这些大事。
So when I read through the story of Samson, I don't see Atlas.
当我在这里读到三孙的时候我没有看到这个 地图
yeah, Hercules or Goliath
哦，看到好像大力士
He was just an ordinary person like you and like me
他就跟你我一样是一个很普通的人
And apart from the Spirit of the Lord, he was helpless.
哦，离开了神的灵，他一无是处。
One illustration of that is when the tribe of Judah turned him over to the Philistines.
一件说明了， 当犹大支派把他交给非利士人的时候
，His muscles didn't get any bigger。
他的强壮啊，不是那么厉害啊。
Judges 15 in verse 14。
士师记十五章十四节那里说
，When he came to Lehi, the Philistines shouted as they met him. The spirit of the Lord came on him mightily.So that the ropes that were on his arms were as flax that's burned with fire, and his bonds dropped from his hand.
参孙到了利希，非利士人都迎着宣扬。耶和华的灵大大的感动参孙，其臂上的绳就像火烧的麻一样，他的捆绳都从他身上脱落下来。
It wasn't his muscles.It was the ropes that became weak.
不是他的力量，是那些绳子变没有力气了。
A child could have broken those ropes.
那些绳子，一个小孩子都能够把它弄开的。
And so when you go through the Samson story, he is periodically strong, not all the time.
如果你看参孙的故事，他是一段一段的时间好像很强壮。
We read at the end that when the Lord departed from him, he didn't even know it.
当我们看到当神离开他的时候，他根本都不晓得。
I think if something happened to his muscles, he would have known it.
如果他身上的肌肉掉了，他应该晓得。
So that is a recurring emphasis. The Spirit of the Lord kept coming on him.
这是一再的说明，是神的灵加在他身上。
I'd like to suggest two reasons.
我愿意建议其中可能有两个原因。
Why the Spirit of the Lord dealt with Samson the way he dealt with him.
为什么神的灵是这样临到参孙呢？
That last song we sang.
刚才我们唱的那首诗歌。
I'm amazed.
我实在觉得惊讶。
That's what I want the Lord to write in our hearts as we hear this truth.
当我们听到这样的教导的时候，我是愿意你们心中能够写上这首诗歌。
Once again, I raise the question, since the Lord could see his heart, why would the Spirit of God keep helping him?
我愿意提一个问题，既然神能够看透他的心，为什么神的灵一再临到他？
I believe the first reason is tied in with the theme of the book of Judges.
我想头一个原因是跟士师记的主题连上。
If all you had was the beginning of the book of Judges and the end of the book of Judges,You would think it's the gloomiest book in the Bible.
如果你只是看士师记的开头跟士师记的末了，你就发现这是一本很灰暗的经圣经。
But the book of Judges has a middle.
但是士师记也有中间。
What's the great revelation of our Lord Jesus in the book of Judges?
在士师记里面，神给我们最大的启示是什么呢？
Six times in the book of Judges, God repeats a cycle.
六次在士师记里面，神在那里重复着这一个循环。
This book has been called the Dark Ages of Israel's history.
这一卷书被称为以色列历史的黑暗时代。
It covers about 350 years.
包括了350年。
But there's a cycle that's repeated six times.
但是里面有一个循环了六次的事情。
God's people turn from the Lord and God sends a chastening.
神的百姓远离了神，神就差来管教。
The people cry out and God raises a deliverer.
神的百姓向神呼求，神就兴起了一个拯救者。
Over and over and over, we see the same thing.
一次再次的同样的事情发生。
One of the amazing revelations in this book.
在这卷书里面的启示我们看到
is that it's never hopeless.
好像永远都有盼望。
No matter how badly Israel messes up, when they cry, God is there.
不管以色列人他们多么的糟糕，当他们向神呼求的时候，神就差派拯救。
That truth can be abused.
这一个真理是给人滥用了。
I speak as a fool, but on the level of earth, it almost looks like God is naive.
好像神是这样的，有一点，牵强啊，不，天真。
In other words, they're taking advantage of the Lord.
也就是他们在这里，在那里，占神的便宜。
I say it reverently, but it looks like God is a victim.
好像神是一个受害者。
If a neighbor or somebody I knew took advantage of me that much,
如果我的邻居是这么样的占我便宜的话，
it would be all over.
哦，我就说算了吧。
I'd wash my hands of that person.
我就跟他没有关系了。
But the Lord is a God of compassion.
但是神是蛮有恩情的神。
The theme of Judges is the steadfast love of the Lord.
士师记里面是讲到神这稳固的爱。
No matter how far we stray, we cry, He's there.
不管我们偏离多远，我们呼求，他还在那里。
I believe Judges is one of the greatest books on the love of our Lord Jesus.
我觉得士师记是讲到主耶稣最大的爱。
His unfailing faithfulness.
他那个不改变的信实。
This is one of the greatest books a backslider could ever read.
这一卷书对于我们这些反叛的人啊，好像是一个很好的一本书。
Some people think that the message of this book would encourage presumption.
有人就觉得这本书里面的这个故事啊，好像能够鼓励我们这些人这样的来试探神。
It's not written to encourage presumption.It's written to abolish despair.
在这里不是讲到叫我们这些人在神面前这样的败坏，而是在这里讲到神是如何的来善待我们。
I want to read a passage from Deuteronomy chapter 30.
我愿意读生命记三十章里面的一句话
，verses 1-4。
生命记三十章1-4节。
I'll read two verses first. So it shall be when all these things have come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I've set before you, you call them to mind in all the nations where the Lord your God has banished you.And you return to the Lord your God. You obey him with all your heart and soul according to all that I command you today, you and your sons. Then the Lord your God will restore you from captivity.
三十章第一第二节，我所陈明在你面前这一切咒诅都临到你身上。你在耶和华你神追赶你到的万国中必心里追念祝福的话，你和你的子孙若尽心尽性归向耶和华你的神，照着我今日所吩咐你却听从的话，那时耶和华你的神必怜恤你。
And continuing in verse 3, he will have compassion on you, he'll gather you again from all the peoples where the Lord your God has scattered you, If your outcasts are at the ends of the earth, from there the Lord your God will gather you, and from there he will bring you back.
继续第三节，救回你这被掳的子民，耶和华你的神要回转过来，从分散你到的万民中将你招聚回来。你被赶散的人就是在天涯的，耶和华你的神也必从那里将你招聚回来。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, I hope you don't stray from the Lord.
弟兄，在主里的弟兄姊妹，我希望你们没有离开神。
But God said, even if you went to the ends of the earth,
但是神的话说，就算你走到天涯。
And if you cried out from the ends of the earth,
你从天涯那里求告耶和华，
He would be there to deliver you.
他也必从那里将你召聚回来。
You can't go further than the ends of the earth.
你不能跑到比天涯更远了。
There's a precious verse in Judges 10:16.
在士师记第十章十六节那里告诉我们。
At the end of verse 16, it says, He could bear the misery of Israel no longer.
第十章第十六节那里，他说，耶和华因以色列人受的苦难，就心中担忧啊，他不能够再，神都受不了了。
And so I'm suggesting the first reason that the Spirit of the Lord kept dealing with Samson.
我愿意说，神的灵为什么一直在参孙的身上做工的原因？
He's a patient God.
神是一个蛮有忍耐的神。
Our Lord is long suffering.
我们的主是那位长久忍耐的神。
He waits until they cry, and he's there to deliver.
他等待他们呼求神，神就在那里拯救他们。
In Micah chapter 7:18, it says he delights in unchanging love.
在弥迦第第七章第十八节那里说，他赦免罪孽，饶恕他民的罪过。
So the theme of Judges is not so much Israel's sin.
所以讲到士师记的图画，并不光光是讲到以色列人的罪。
It's about God's pursuing heart.
是讲到神那不舍弃的心。
If you want to read about sin, read the newspaper.
如果你要看什么是犯罪，你看看新闻报纸就可以了。
But if you want to know a little of how patient the Lord is with you, read Judges.
如果你要看神对你是多么的忍耐，你读一读士师记。
I can't emphasize this enough. No one is too far gone.
我实在不能够不再强调，没有一位在神面前是你跑得太远了。
I am praying for Christians that I've totally given up on.
我为有一些基督徒祷告，其实已经完全要放弃了。
But I know the Lord hasn't given up on them.
但我知道神还没有放弃他们。
I want to shake them.
我愿意真是摇醒他们。
They have the right words.
他们知道一些的真理。
They repent and come back.
他们悔改，他们回来了。
And a week later, they're back in the slime and in the corruption.
那过了一段，他们又迷失了。
How the Spirit of God was patient with Samson.
神的灵在参孙身上 是那么样的忍耐。
Patience is not one of God's omni attributes.
忍耐不是神一个全能的一个性情。
He can't be patient forever.
他不会永远忍耐。
There comes a moment when God's patience will violate His justice.
到了一个点，他的忍耐好像与他的公义不能够调和的时候。
But for now, God deals with Samson because he's patient.
但是到如今，神还是在参孙身上用他的忍耐。
I think perhaps many of us, most of us, have experienced God's patience.
我们每一位都经历过神在我们身上的忍耐。
We've taken our eyes off the Lord and gone our own way.
我们不去注目我们的主，我们走自己的路。
And the Lord hasn't departed from us.
神没有离开我们。
He lets us go on and we're not exposed.
他让我们走自己的路，他没有在那里暴露我们这些的问题。
It appears to others that we're doing fine.
别人看我们好像还过得去。
He's still using us in a mighty way.
他好像还在用我们。
He knows our heart.
他知道我们的心。
Why doesn't he just expose us all at once?
为什么他们神就不把我们这些的丑恶暴露出来呢？
Nobody knows it. We do, but nobody knows it.
别人不知道，但是自己知道。
We're still considered the Lord's servant.
我们还被称为是神的仆人。
One reason the Spirit of God continues to work is He is patient.
一个原因神的灵仍然在你身上做工，因为他是忍耐的。
But I think there's a second reason that the Spirit of the Lord kept working with him.
但是我相信还有第二个原因，为什么神的灵继续的在参孙身上做工。
Let me take you back to God's original intention for Samson.
我们来看神起初在参孙身上的用意。
Judges chapter 13 verse 5.
士师记十三章第五节。
The boy shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb. He shall begin to deliver Israel from the hands of the Philistines.
这么说，因为这孩子一出胎就归神做拿西尔人，他必起手拯救以色列人脱离非利士人的手。
That was God's heart for Samson.
这是神在参孙身上的心意。
To have a heart Nazarite.
叫他从心里面做拿西尔人。
Nothing less would satisfy the heart of the Lord.
神不改变，一定要这样定义。
I told you at the beginning, he started off right.
我们都知道他的开头是对的。
His parents named him The son to bring in a new day.
Oh, 他父母给他的名字就叫他做诗天啊，一个新的日子，诗歌太阳。
At the beginning,
太阳之子。
At the beginning, he's being stirred up and urged and impelled by the Spirit of God.
他一开始圣灵在他里面挑旺他。
But once again, chapter 14, verse 3.She looks good to me.
十四章第三节，她好像还是很不错的。哦，她看到这个女子说，这个女子是我喜悦的。
Let me go through a few of these events in Samson's life.
我愿意提一提在参孙身上的发生的事情。
Judges chapter 14 verses 5 and 6.
14章第五第六节。
Samson went down to Timnah with his father and mother, came as far as the vineyards of Timnah, And behold, a young lion came roaring toward him. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily, so that he tore him as one tears a young goat, though he had nothing in his hand.
参孙跟他父母下亭拿去，到了亭拿的葡萄园，见有一只少壮的狮子向他吼叫。耶和华的灵大大的感动参孙，参孙人手无器械，却将狮子撕裂，如同撕裂山羊羔一样。他行这事，并没有告诉父母。
This is the first demonstration of the Spirit of God after Samson took his eyes off the Lord.
这是头一件说明，当参孙的眼睛离开神的时候发生的事情。Again,
it wasn't because Samson was physically mighty.
并不是说明参孙他自己身体是那么强壮的。He
was as helpless as you would be if a lion jumped out of the bushes and attacked you.
如果狮子跳出来要攻击你的时候， 他跟你一样的这样无助。He
was as helpless as I would be if a lion attacked me.
如果狮子来攻击我， 他跟我一样这样的无助。There's
only one reason for his victory.
他能够得胜唯一的原因。The
Spirit of the Lord came upon him.
神的灵临到他。The
second reason that the Spirit of God comes upon us even when we are apart from the Lord.
神的灵，虽然当我们离开主，仍然感动我们。第二个原因，
is that the Lord is determined to teach us the truth of Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6.
神定义要我们学到撒迦利亚书四章第二节的学习。
It's not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit.
四章第六节，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。Samson
was set aside to be a deliverer.
参孙被分别出来，成为以色列的拯救者。There
was no end to what God would do through Samson.
神要用着参孙所做的事，没有止境。But
only by the Spirit of the Lord.
但只有借着他的灵才做。When
he took his eyes off the Lord, that lesson was lost.
当他的眼睛不依靠神的时候，这个学习就失掉了。He
actually returned to the carcass of that lion so that he could take credit for it.
他竟然回到这个狮子那个死尸上面去拿命。
You know, when he returned, he found a swarm of bees had made honey in that lion.
当他回来到狮子的尸体上，他看到有一些蜜蜂围在那个狮子的尸体上。
He didn't give a testimony and say, God delivered me from a lion today.
他在那里没有做一个见证，说神救我脱离一个狮子的口。What
he said was, chapter 14, verse 12.
他说是14章12节说,
Samson said, let me now propound a riddle to you. If you will tell me within 7 days, and find it out, I'll give you 30 linen wraps and 30 changes of clothes.
参孙对他们说，我给你们出一个谜语，你们在七日言宴之内，若能猜出意思，告诉我，我就给你们30件礼衣，30套衣裳。God
was so patient with Samson.
神对参孙是那么的忍耐。He's
got to learn. You're a deliverer by the life of God.
你应该学到你是神拯救你，救你的命的。It's
a game to him.
对他来讲好是玩一个游戏。He's
playing with the precious things of the Lord.
他在那里跟神这样的 宝贵的功课他在那里玩耍。
It's a riddle to make him proud and to make him rich.
他在那里出一个谜，叫他能够骄傲起来，叫他能够发财。
Amazing that the miracle of God would make him proud and self-confident.
神的神迹叫他骄傲，叫他充满了自信。
How blind does a person have to be not to know the difference between what God does and what man does?
你看到人是多么的瞎眼，他看不到是神做的还是他自己做的。
But God keeps teaching.
神一直的继续的教导他。
It's a sad reality when I live in the flesh, I'm not always open to God's teaching.
实在是多么的悲惨，当我活在肉体的里面，我对于神的教导我没有明白。
But the Lord is determined.
但神定义要做。
Now some people don't understand the mind of Samson, what was going on in his mind.
许多人不明白参孙他想什么。
You see, he knew he was God's man.
他知道他是属神的人。
His mother told him.
他母亲告诉他。
His father told him.
他父亲告诉他。
And later, when he was talking to Delilah, he spilled it all out.
哦，最后在大卫拉面前，他把这些都暴露出来。
Samson knew that he was God's man and he was determined to deliver Israel.
参孙他知道他是属乎神的人，神定义要他救以色列人脱离非利士人的手。
There's some evidence the reason he wanted to marry into the Philistines was to infiltrate the camp.
你知道他要跟非利士人女子结婚是能够渗透到非利士人的营里面去。
I think he had the same mentality Moses had at first.
他可能一开始像摩西的这样的意思一样。
In Acts chapter 7 verse 25, we read about Moses.
在使徒行传第七章二十六节我们读到摩西。
He supposed his brethren understood that God was granting them deliverance through him, but they did not understand.
他遇见两个以色列人，就劝他们和睦，说你们弟兄是为什么争吵，但是他们不知道。
When Samson ran to the Messianic tribe, he thought they would muster an army together and go against the Philistines.
参孙逃到犹大支派，以为他要带一群军队去击打非利士人。
He was trying to do it in his own strength.
他在那个要靠自己的能力。
And God was trying to teach him, it's not by power, but by my spirit.
神教他要明白，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，那是依靠我的灵方能成事。
Over and over again, Samson found himself in an impossible situation.
一再一再的，参孙落到一个可怜的光景。
And the Spirit of God came on him and delivered him.
神的灵临到他，拯救他。
God wants to use him, but not by his cleverness.
神要用他，但是不是用他的那些的小聪明。
God wants to use him, but not by his program.
哦，神要用他，不是要用他自己的意思。
It's very, very important to see that God is continuing to teach.
我们实在非常的清楚，要注意到神一直在那里教导他。
Samson took credit for killing the lion.
参孙杀了狮子，以为是自己干的。
Samson took credit for killing 30 Philistines.
参孙杀了三十个非利士人，以为是自己的功劳。
But it comes to a climax in the story of the jawbone of the donkey.
但是到了他拿了驴的骨头来杀 非利士人的时候。
Our brother referred to this this morning in our devotion.
早上我们的弟兄晨更的时候提到这件事。
The records in chapter 15, verses 14 to 19.
那里是记载到15章14到19节。
I'll just read 14 to 16.
我只是读15章14、15节。
When he came to Lehi, the Philistines shouted as they met him, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily, so that the ropes that were on his arms were as flax that's burned with fire. His bonds dropped from his hands. He found the fresh jawbone of a donkey as he reached out and took it and killed 1,000 men with it. Then Samson said, with the jawbone of a donkey, heaps upon heaps, with the jawbone of a donkey, I have killed 1,000 men.
参孙道王利希非利士人都迎着宣扬，耶和华的名大大的感动参孙，他臂上的绳就像火烧的麻一样，他的绑绳都从他手中脱落下来，他见一块未干的牛腮骨就伸手拾起来，用以击杀1000人。参孙说，我用牛腮骨杀人成堆，用牛腮骨杀了1000人。
Try to picture this scene. It's an amazing scene.
你看一看这一幅的图画。
The ropes that were on his hands, new ropes, they were snapped like tow, like burned thread.
这个新绳子一下子就给他撑开。
He looks around and he picks up a jawbone of a donkey.
他转过头来就拾起了一个未干的牛腮骨。
And he begins to use what was not a weapon as a weapon.
他开始用了一件不是兵器的兵器。
He ends up killing 1,000 Philistines.
结果他杀了1000个非利士人。
It's almost, I don't know if you're familiar with these things, but if you just looked at it, it looks like Rambo.
你一看呢、啊、你觉得这好像就是在那里用机关枪一样。
Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee, everybody all together here.
就是这些武打明星这样用的这些东西啊。
And when it was over, he took credit for the whole thing.
完了以后，他都是他说是他的功劳。
He even wrote a song to celebrate his victory.
他还写了一首诗来庆祝。
Samson said,With the jawbone of a donkey, heaps upon heaps, with the jawbone of a donkey, I have killed 1,000 men.
参孙说，我用牛腮骨杀人成堆，用牛腮骨杀了1000人。
Samson took credit for the lion.
参孙杀狮子以为是他的功劳。
He took credit for killing 30 Philistines.
他杀30个非利士人说是他的功劳。
He took credit for snapping the ropes.
他觉得把绳子能够撑开是他自己的力量。
And now he takes credit for killing 1,000 Philistines.
他现在杀了1000个非利士人，又说是他自己的能耐。
And when it says heaps upon heaps,
他说杀人成堆呀。
Commentators believe that the Philistines started to run away, and he was killing them, and there's a pile, and then he killed another pile, heaps upon heaps.
这个解经的人说，非利士人开始逃跑，所以在那里他杀了一堆这里，杀了一堆在那里。
Your God is a patient God.
我们的神是恒久忍耐的神。
And your God is a good teacher.
我们的神是一个好的教师。
Samson must learn it's by the Spirit of the Lord.
参孙一定要看清楚是神的灵做的。
And so now he faces an enemy he's never faced before.
现在他面对了这个敌人是他没有面对过的。
I can imagine he was tired after fighting and killing 1,000 Philistines.
我相信他杀了1000个非利士人可能很疲乏了。
calls upon the Lord for the first time. Judges
15:18.
15:18. He became thirsty and he called to the Lord.
甚觉口渴就求告耶和华。
The enemy was inside. He became thirsty.
他的敌人在他的心里面，他现在口渴了。God
did something there that changed his life.
神在那里动工，改变了他的生命。He
continues, chapter 15, verse 18.
15:18,
You have given this great deliverance by the hand of your servant. Now shall I die of thirst and fall into the hands of the uncircumcised.
你既借仆人的手施行这么大的拯救，岂可任我渴死，卧在未受割礼的人手中呢？
Samson's ready to die of thirst.
参孙要渴死了。And
he calls upon the Lord.
他求告耶和华。God's
a great teacher.
神是一个伟大的老师。Let
me tell you what I think God was teaching him.
我告诉你神在这里要教他什么呢?
It's as if God said to Samson, Samson, you had a jawbone in your hand as a weapon.
神好像说,你手中有一个无腮骨做兵器。
That was the instrument in your hand.
这是在你手上的一个器皿。And
with that instrument, you did mighty things.
用着这一个器皿,你做了大能的事。And
when it was over,
做完了。
You weren't satisfied.
你还不满意。
You had a thirst.
你口渴了。
All of that victory meant nothing because you were thirsty.
这些的胜利对你来讲没有意义，你只是说我渴死了。Samson,
you're an instrument in my hand.
参孙啊，你是我手中的一个器皿。And
I've been working great miracles through you.
我用你行了很多的神迹。Samson,
I'm thirsty.
参孙呢，我口也渴了。I've
called you to be a heart Nazarite.
我呼召你做一个真正的拿细耳人。And
nothing will satisfy my thirst.
没有任何事情能够叫我满足。Until.
只等到。Judges 15:19.
15:19。
God split the hollow place that's in Lehi, so water came out of it. When he drank, his strength returned, he revived.
神就使利希的洼处裂开，有水从其中涌出来，参孙喝了，精神复原。It's
not that clear in the English, I don't know how clear in the Chinese.
好像英文不是那么清楚，不知道中文的意思清不清楚。But
here's what happened.
这里继续讲。God
said to Samson, that instrument, pick it up.
神说,这个器皿拾起来。He
picks up the jawbone, and God says, do you see that hollow? The Hebrew word is where a tooth used to be. You see that hollow in the bone?
你看到这个牛腮骨上的那个洞?
The Lehi there. Break it. Break the bone.
在这个地方把牛腮骨折断吧。And
when he broke the bone, water came flowing out of that bone.
当他把这个牛腮骨,密西的牛腮骨, 这个挖处裂开的时候，水就涌出来。And
that water satisfied his thirst.
流出来的水解了他的干渴。Samson,
you have an instrument in your hand.
参孙, 你手中的器皿。
And you're not satisfied.
你现在渴了。
Samson, you're an instrument in my hand, and I'm not satisfied.
参孙，你是我手中的器皿，但是我没有满意。
If you're going to be a heart Nazarite, you must be an instrument that's broken.
如果你真的要成为一个拿西尔人，你要成为一个破给破碎过的器皿。
It's not the instrument, it's what's in the instrument.
不是这个器皿，而是在器皿里面的。
It's the living water that can flow from you.
而是那个活水要涌出，从你里面涌出来的。
It's the life of God.
是神的生命。
Samson, I think, learned it that day.
那天参孙可能学到了。
We read an interesting verse, Judges chapter 15, verse 20.
十五章二十节。
He judged Israel 20 years in the days of the Philistine.
参孙做以色列的士师二十年。
Now, you would think that'd be the end of the story.
你以为这就是故事的结局。
God was patient with him.
神是蛮有忍耐。
Determined to teach him.
神定义要叫他学这个功课。
And finally he learns that he has to be broken. It's what's inside.
最后他学到他要给破碎，注重的是里面。
Then the Bible says for the next 20 years,
圣经说
he got it right.
他做了以色列的士师二十年。
I would think the story should end there.
我以为这就是结局了吗？
But God wants us to learn another lesson.
但神要我们学另外一个功课。
God says, I'll be so patient with you.
神说我是对你这么多的忍耐。
God says, I will try to teach you.
我在这里要教导你。
But if you resist my patience,
如果你在这里抗拒我的忍耐，
and you're not open to my teaching,
你向我对你的教导你没有开启，
and you won't learn that it's by the Spirit of God,
你没有学到说这是靠着神的灵才成事，
then I'll show you how I have to deal with you.
我要告诉你我要怎么样的来对付你。
Now, Lord willing, tomorrow we'll pick that up there.
主人愿意，明天我们从这里开始。
God's provision for the super stubborn.
神为了这个这么顽固的人所预备的。
Who resist the patience of God, even though he's so patient.
他抗拒了神在他身上用的忍耐，神是那么多的忍耐给他。
Who resist his determination to teach us the simple truth? It's by his life, not ours.
他在那里抗拒神给他，告诉他是要借着神的生命，但他不肯。
We don't want to hear that we need to be broken and that life will flow from us.
我们不愿意听到我们要被破碎，生命这活水才能够涌出来。
And so after 20 years, Samson looks again and says, she looks good to me.
二十年之后，参孙又回到本来说，她是我喜悦的。
We'll pick that up tomorrow.
我明天继续。
Let's pray together.
我们祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the revelation of our Lord Jesus.
亲爱的天父，我们为了耶稣基督你自己的启示，我们满心的感谢。
Amaze us again with your patience.
你在我们身上所施的忍耐，叫我们觉得惊讶。
amaze us again with your determination to teach us that it's by your life.
你这样定义，叫我们能够学到，你让我们学的功课，就是要借着你的生命，我们实在觉得惊讶。
Work that in us, we pray in Jesus' name.
求你在我们身上做工，我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。